Okay, well, it's not a requirement of following Christ, but I will say that memorizing the Bible is important because even in the times where we have Bible apps and so on, we're not always going to have the Bible ready at our fingertips, you know? We don't always have the luxury of just Googling it, you know, that kind of thing. So, and let's face it, one day we know that the Bible will be illegal across the world. I mean, like the end times in the Bible talks about the fact that Christians are going to have to go underground. So in those times, do you think you're going to have access to, you know, Google and Bible apps and things like that?
I don't think so.
So the whole point is to keep that, you know, in your mind. You know, Psalm 119:11 says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And then, of course, Joshua 1:8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So now I want to make a clarification there. Prosperous and successful.
I'm going to be rich?
Yeah. I'm not saying that that is a get-rich-quick scheme there, okay? But what it is saying is that God is going to be on your side. You know, so this is why Bible memorization is a key thing because, as I said, we're not always going to have it available at our fingertips, whether it's on paper, whether it's on a Bible app or, you know, on Google, whatever. Having it in our minds, that means you have it already accessible.
I remember it was maybe one or two summers ago and I was at a campfire and there was some really frustrating and stressful situations going on in my life. You know those ones where you don't really know how it's going to work out?
Yeah.
You're kind of like, I don't really know how this is going to pan out. And I was sitting there and I didn't have a Bible accessible to me. Like I didn't have my phone because I'm outside. And then all of a sudden I start remembering that famous, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on. And I start going over that in my mind and just being able to call that back to memory was super powerful because then it means it's like it's down in your spirit, you know?
Yeah, it's a huge thing to be able to have it in your mind and then ready to be able to say, okay, I can use that now, you know, as defense against the enemy's attacks.
Yeah, absolutely.